You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. It's so great to have you with us again. And today I have a fabulous guest who you are going to get so much value from. Her name is M. Shannon Hernandez, and we're going to find out all about that M in a few minutes. Let me tell you about her. M. Shannon Hernandez is a messaging and email marketing strategist and the founder of Joyful Business Revolution. Oh, just saying it makes me feel better. She has a passion for helping established business owners who have big missions and big hearts create actionable, joyful growth. Shannon and her team specialize in organic marketing strategies that help clients grow aligned audiences, strengthen community connections, and use their profits for purpose while prioritizing fulfillment, intention, and joy. Shannon is a strong ally for marginalized communities, actively advocating for diversity and inclusion in every aspect of her work, beyond consulting and speaking. Shannon spreads joy and actively funds projects that create positive global impact. Welcome, M. Shannon Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun today, y'all.
Yes. All right. Before we get anyplace else, please tell us about the M.
Oh, the M. Okay. Imagine this. You're a public school teacher and you decide you're going to write a book, a scathing account of why you're leaving a childhood dream and opening a business. And you decide, well, I should probably go Google my name to see what other authors might be out there with the name or what might be happening with my name. I didn't have to think about these things before I had a business or before I became an author. But as a messaging strategist, I knew way back then, 15 years ago, I would need to have a brand eventually if I was going to be successful.
Well, how forward thinking is that? So first of all, have a brand. Continue.
Yes, have a brand. That's good. Even when I started, and I started like everyone else, a solopreneur, I had the brand mindset that I was going to grow into a distinguishable. By the way, y'all, the word brand scares a lot of people, but brand, the definition of brand is like what people say about you when you're not in the room.
I love that definition. Say that again.
Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Mm. So we hear about personal branding. We hear about like corporate branding. We hear about a brand, right? Like a Dove chocolate is a brand, right? So it's what people say about you when you're not in the room. And I knew this very, very early on. I don't know how, because I had no training in this, but it was this intuitive guidance that said, sit down and Google your name. So I did. I Googled Shannon Hernandez. I've always been called by my middle name. My parents did that to me. I don't recommend. It's very confusing. But when I did that, Sharon, what I found were two things. One, lots of women in orange jumpsuits in prison. Yep, Shannon Hernandez. Who would have thought an Irish name and a Spanish name coming together could be so popular? Okay, the second thing is there's a man, his name's Shan Man, and his name is Shannon J. Hernandez. And he had a very popular Twitter and YouTube show at the time called The Shan Man Show. And I was like, ooh, I've got to figure out a way to differentiate myself from this guy. And we had a lot of fun in the first few years because I'm somebody who's just very direct, but kind about it. And so I reached out to him and I said, Shan Man, I'm coming for you. I want you to know I'm going to dominate our name for SEO. And we had this fun banter back and forth for years.
Oh, that's great.
But that's why I put the M in front of the name And it has been probably the most strategic branding move. It's the question everyone asks at an event. It's the question everyone asks on a podcast. It's the question people want to know, but they don't ever ask. And it's a fun story, right?
Right. I love it. And what I love about that story, other than all of it, especially I love the competition that you had that was friendly, that was, you know, playful. And so often, if we can embrace the play within that kind of a situation and make it fun, we can go so much further. Like, we had a competition with a friend of ours who had a similar business. We would like, okay, did we beat him in sales this week? So it was all like, always beat Pete. It was that friendly competition. That's the only competition I endorse, by the way. I don't endorse competition. I endorse collaboration. However, when it's that friendly competition, then it makes it easier to take the journey, because you're taking it with someone else who's also laughing about it.
Absolutely. And y'all, we got to have more joy in our life and our business. Hence, Joyful Business Revolution in the house.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And joy is part of my platform as well. So we are aligned. Shannon and I had a conversation a few weeks ago and found out how aligned we were. So I invited her to the podcast, and she's a marketing genius, as you've already heard from her very first story, how amazingly intuitive and in touch with what's going on with marketing and how to position your business to get you to the point, to get you the most bang for your buck, to get you ahead, to get you where you want to be. So people have eyes on you because you got to be seen, right? And how, and Shannon, let me ask you this question. Whenever businesses are working on trying to get that sale, like, how, it's so hard. They work so hard trying to get people to find them and see them and know what they do. Can you talk about that? Can you talk about the drudgery and the unjoy of trying to get a sale?
Yeah. Oh my God. One of the reasons I rebranded my company to Joyful Business Revolution is because I'm secretly on a mission to make everyone fall in love with messaging and marketing. Like, it's my dun, dun, dun. It's my plan underneath the plan. But you're exactly right, Sharon. So most founders, most small business owners, however you identify, you know, your role, your title, we get stuck in this cycle, and it's a cycle that has many ups and downs, like a roller coaster, right? So the first part of the cycle is what I call churn and burn content creation. Like, we're just trying to put out whatever we think is going to resonate. And this eats time and often delivers minimal results. And then we have unjoy in our marketing efforts, right?
Right.
We don't
right.
have sales. We don't have clients. And now we feel like we're a marketer instead of actually a business owner. All right. The problem with this is that when you approach content from this perspective of, I need to be more visible, and you're trying to put out more content, if it doesn't resonate, that's the problem, right? It's not that we need more content. It's not that we need, I always say we don't need more content, we need better content. And by better, it needs to resonate with what is actually on minds of people right now today. And this is where a lot of founders and business owners, they get stuck, because they've grown a successful business using messaging that got them to a certain point, but they didn't evolve or adapt the messaging and the content to address what's really going on in the world, in the market, in the ecosystem, in the travel, whatever your industry is that you're actually creating your content for. And so I used to only call myself a marketing strategist, okay? And I only help people with organic marketing, right? Not paid marketing, not advertisements. I've never even dabbled in any of that. And I have a 7-figure brand. But it's because I was so intentional on developing a messaging strategy for myself, where the content becomes a collection of my best body of work. And I call this a really smart messaging ecosystem, right? It's like compounding interest. You build the trust little by little, you nurture curiosity little by little, you invite people to take action, and you're not starting from scratch every single time you open your LinkedIn to put on a post. So this is just like a little bit of, you know, we could go so deep here, But this is why people work so hard for sale, is they don't have a messaging ecosystem.
Right.
Really encompass their
Before
best
we jump
part.
Into the ecosystem, which I think is amazing, talk a minute about resonate, like what is resonating with your clients? Because you ran through that really fast. Talk a little bit about how, because as a business owner, I see what I do. I know what I do. I know what I do is great. I know I can help people. I'm telling you what I do, and I'm telling you why I do it amazingly. And we're, as business owners, our voice is sometimes very much I, me.
Yeah.
So can you talk about how do we make that shift in thinking to actually hear or find out what's resonating with people?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. And the number one thing everyone should write down right now, if you have a pen or a pencil, is what's in it for me? That is every single post, email, DM you send, you should be asking yourself. What we all ask on the other side is, why am I getting this? What's in it for me? Why do I need to slow down and take the time to read this, right?
So what's in it for the customer or the client?
Absolutely.
What's in it for them? Not what's in it for me, the business owner. What's in it for me, the customer? The way you read ads, the way you go to Amazon and look at the reviews, the way you're looking at everything is the way you need to step out from your own business and look back at it from the perspective of the customer.
Exactly. And I'm teaching a workshop this week on developing like a powerful lead magnet that does the job. And this was the hardest part for everyone in yesterday's session. And I literally said, okay, we have like your level five most ideal client who's ready to buy right now. We pinpointed it. We spent a whole day on that. All right, we've got it down. Now you're going to take off your hat as the service provider and you're going to sit in the seat of your ideal client. This is who it is. We've defined it. We know who it is. And now you're going to ask yourself two very important questions. What is the biggest problem you're experiencing right now? And that could be many problems, by the way. It doesn't always have to be one. What's the biggest problem? And then what is keeping you from solving it? And if you always take your content creation from that perspective, it will resonate. All right. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so Sharon, tell me something going on in the world right now that is top of mind for your clients that maybe wasn't top of mind 6 months or a year ago.
I would say AI.
Okay, what about it? What are your clients thinking about?
On one hand, how can I use it to my benefit? And on the other hand, is it my competition?
Okay, beautiful. That's a very resonant topic right now. A year from now, if you're still talking about that, the discussion probably was moved on and you're like stuck in your old messaging.
That is such a great illustration. I love that.
Yeah. So that's resonance. What's in it for me, meaning the client? What's on my mind? What are the problems? And by the way, everyone, I was the first in the industry to talk about switching your message from all pain point messaging to possibility messaging. Because yes, I may have some pain points like the rest of us in our business, but we also make buying decisions through the lens of what we desire. I don't book a vacation because I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. I book a vacation because I desire to see a beautiful place or, you know, sit on the beach for a week or whatever it is. So that's the other thing I want to say, just as an aside. Make sure you're evolving your messaging up. And also think about your ideal client's desires. Like, don't forget to talk to that resonant place that we all operate from as well.
Right. Oh, that's so, people like me get in my head about what's the right way and which way am I supposed to do it? And, oh, it's supposed to be pain. I personally am drawn to possibility. That to me is more, that aligns more with me. However, there are people who resonate with pain. So there is that, you know, so, and then it becomes, oh, there's so much to do. There's so much to know. There's so much to, and get overwhelmed. And it's just like so much heavy lifting. And just how as a marketer, how do you address all of those things?
Yeah. Well, so first we approach your content creation of your messaging from a place of joy. That's the very first thing, right? Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I have had to turn down working with clients because they've said things like, I hate it. I hate it. I'm never going to have joy. And I'm like, you are not for me. You got to go work with someone else. Oh. All right. There are people like that, and that's okay. All right. Then we get a system in place. And sometimes that word scares people, but I want you to think a consistent posting rhythm. All right.
And I'm rhythm. Not I love it.
A rhythm. Right. And by the way, I don't subscribe to the belief of social media marketing, mm-hmm. actually. Where I lead from and what people come to me from is harnessing the power of email marketing. And okay. that's really important to understand here, because if you talk to a social media marketing person, they're going to talk to you about how often you need to post. This needs to be a reel. This needs to be this. I actually have built a brand and not done any of that shit. None of it. Okay. You can do it if you want to, but more often than not, what I'm getting is the people that have done that. They've done the daily post on the platform or the three times a week or whatever for years. And they're coming to me and they're saying, it's not working. And what I want to say is, it doesn't matter what marketing tactic or tool you pick. If your message isn't resonant and it isn't landing, everything you do is going to fail.
Right. Right. Everything. That's right. Right. You can't. Yeah. Yeah. It's, if you are, you know, if you're selling Band-Aids and you're talking about, you know, the adhesive on the back of the Band-Aid, that's not the problem. Well, unless the Band-Aids are falling off, it's probably not the problem. You need to stop the bleeding. You need to cover a wound.
Yeah.
That's the pain. That's the problem that needs to be solved. That's what's going to resonate. How can I cover your wound in the most healthy way so that it promotes healing? Because that's what I want. I want my wound to heal.
Yeah.
I don't care about the adhesive.
Yeah. And the other thing, Sharon, to your point of it being heavy and there's a lot to do, when the messaging isn't landing, that's what it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because then you feel like it's not working. I'm spinning my wheels. And so I've always said, I stand on stages, I've done many podcasts. If I could give business owners like the biggest piece of advice from the very beginning, whether your beginning is beginning today and you're 8 and you're listening to this show, or your beginning is, you know, you're going to start your business right now today, do the unsexy work of getting your messaging right before you ever pick a platform, decide on a program or anything else, because none of it will matter if the messaging isn't landing.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how do you get past this overwhelm of having to create more and do all of these things? And I mean, you talked about resonance, and that makes me think about connection. Like, right, we're resonating with them because we want to have a connection with them, and we want to have a connection because then we want, so then they know we can solve their problem. We can help them reach their possibilities. So how do we work all that together?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it was a question that I asked myself years ago after helping, you know, hundreds and thousands of people with their content. And I developed what we now refer to and what I teach from called the profit-driven messaging ecosystem.
Say right? that again.
Profit-driven messaging ecosystem.
Profit-driven messaging ecosystem. Can you see why I love Shannon? Yes, love it. Continue.
Yeah. So there's 6 types of messaging that we teach. And by teach, here's what I mean. We have a class every month and we teach. All right. But also, if you don't want to teach and you just want someone to do it for you, I can come in as a messaging strategist. Right. So there's a variety of ways you can get this messaging correct and implemented in your business. All right. So I'm going to go through the 6 types and then I'm going to talk about them. Okay. All right. There's connection content. There's thought leader and testimonial content. There is thought reversal content. There is, you would think I'd have this memorized by now. Always when I'm on the spot, right?
I was pretty impressed that you were rolling through all of them.
Okay, mission-driven content. That's the first four. I'll start there and hopefully I'll think of the other two. But the point here is that when you have a distribution over the month of the different types of messaging, it does the work for you. So connection content, what is it? Connection content is here to help people connect with you, who you are, what you're about, what you believe, your values. Even if you're a bigger brand, that's important, right? We see all the time people saying, you know, I'm not supporting X, Y, and Z because they believe in X or they're giving money to X. Like, this stuff matters a lot, right?
It really does. And just to jump in there, if you are older, know how much, like, if you are marketing towards younger generations, generations past you, this is so much more critical to them than maybe it was to, you know, baby boomers. And you know, like my kids are all about what does that company stand for? And what it really is very important to understand who you are and what your values are and how you're connecting with people, because that is actually a buying decision of younger generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's connection content. All right. Let's talk about mission-driven content. It's one of my favorites to talk about. Your mission-driven content is actually what grows your community. It grows your following. It grows your email list. It grows your client base. And so many people, when I audit their messaging, they haven't done enough of it or any of it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So mission-driven content is super important. It's what is your mission? What is your purpose? Why do you do what you do? And a lot of this goes back to like your origin story, which many of us forget we should be telling more often than not, because there's more people coming into our ecosystem, right? And so what is it that we're here doing as a community? What are the problems that we're here to solve? Why do we believe so much in the work that we get up and do day in and day out? So that's
mission. And on that, I loved what you said, that if you say it once, it doesn't mean they hear it or remember it. And the repeated connection with your message and why you're doing what you're doing and why you're here to make the difference that you're here to do does not make them push you away. It actually makes them embrace you. So the repetition of that important message actually helps you. I know people, oh, I already said that. Oh, they already know that. Trust me, they don't. You may have said it, they don't remember.
Yeah. And on that note, it's really important to talk about someone in the workshop yesterday said, Shannon, I have said this. I'm so sick of my message. I said, good, keep saying it. Like, you have to keep saying it. And the touch points are like up to like 23 or 30 now before people will even like start paying attention to what you're saying.
Wow.
And that's crazy, right? There's just a lot of noise. So we have to be resonant. We have to be consistent. We have to be convicted. I love to use the word convicted. What do we believe in? Right? Mm-hmm. What are we putting our flag in the ground about? The other thing about mission-driven content that I want to say out loud is people will always buy your why before they buy your what.
Mm.
Right?
Can you say that again?
People will always buy your why before they buy your what. Ooh, right?
Yes.
So we get a lot of people coming in. They're very intrigued by this idea of joyful business. I was very strategic in picking that words to go together, and revolution, all three of them together. It's like, whoa, what the hell? It's a lot of energy, right? Joyful business revolution. What do they want and why do they want it? They want to feel good in their business. They want to feel good in their marketing. They want to feel like their business is making a difference. They want to have more joy, right? They will buy the why before they buy the what. So you have to talk about your mission a lot. And it's the one thing most people never talk about, actually.
Right. They write their mission statement and then they put it in the
list.
I did it. Mission, vision, values. Here it is. A second. It's over here.
That's right. It's not even on the website where I can read it. Okay. And then the third type of content we'll talk about is called thought reversal content. Mm-hmm. this is where we all have our blind spots and our outdated beliefs, right? Like, we're human beings. We have these things. But we don't always recognize them. And so I think the best communicators, and by the way, you are the best messenger for your message, right? I think the best communicators will create content that helps us shift our belief in a different way. Mm-hmm. All right. And so this changes the beliefs. And I have a really good example that I'd love to share because this is the hardest one for me to write out of the six that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I had many, many clients come to me a couple years ago, and I kept hearing the same thing from them in a sales call. I have a money mindset issue. I have a money mindset, my money mindset. And I got really curious about this. And I actually made a post that went viral. I don't aim to go viral, but it went viral. And it said, what if you don't have a money mindset issue, but you actually have a messaging issue? And you've been convincing yourself this whole time that you can't sign clients, you can't have the money you want in your business, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. And it's because you keep doing the same stuff with the messaging you have, instead of actually like getting the messaging right. Because I guarantee you at the end, towards the end of the post, it says, I guarantee you when you have thousands of dollars sitting in your bank account because you actually focused on your messaging, you're not gonna tell me you have a money mindset issue anymore. Now, that post pissed a lot of people off. Money mindset coaches in particular were so pissed off about that post, and I get it, but I wasn't writing it for them. I was writing it for all the clients who are like freaking stuck in their head thinking they have a money mindset issue and they can't grow their business, when in reality, 90% of them had a messaging issue. And once we got it fixed, they didn't have a money mindset issue at all. They never had one to begin with.
Wow. That's such a good point about and there's about the noise out there. And sometimes we recognize something in a message and like money mindset. And someone told it, well, if you don't have money, then you have a money mindset issue. And we believe that.
Yeah.
And don't look beyond that. And yeah. So it's important to listen to different voices, hear different things so that you can actually parse out what is true for you and what isn't. And I love that you went ahead and put that message out there, because it is true. There are people who, and sometimes we use that money mindset as an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, I must be my mindset, instead of what can you work on in your business? What can you shift and change? What micro strategies, what small changes can you make that will actually move your business forward, instead of getting stuck in the big rut of whatever message you heard and you thought, oh, this fits me today, because it might have fit you today and it might not fit you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thought reversals are a huge part of this higher level thinking of getting really great clients in who are like, wow, I never thought of that like that. And then they're like, let me talk to this person, right? It's, and they take the most time to write, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, they do, yeah. But you don't need tons of them. You need four or five that you can run and rerun, right? Mm-hmm. Over and over again, because they really do that heavy lifting of helping people see and think differently. And that's when clients come to us, when they're ready for that, right?
Right.
When they're ready to do something different. Okay. The fourth, I think we're on four, fourth type of content is what I call share your stance content. This is that bold, you have a belief and you have, you're going to hold that belief no matter what. I shouldn't say no matter what, but you will hold the belief like it's a value you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a great example of this is I sent an email once that said, do not read this email unless if you don't want to get triggered. All right. Because it's probably going to trigger you. So right. Trigger warning. Mm-hmm. All right. And then it opened up and said, what if when they said, quote, I can't afford you, you took them at their word and didn't shame them, blame them, try and overcome their objection, or try your best to otherwise convince them that they are wrong.
Wow.
Okay. That's how I started the thing. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what if you actually took radical responsibility for what led them to saying that they can't afford you? And then I went on to say, if more people, i.e. all of us, and there is ways to do it, I promise, because I've been challenged on this every single time I talk about this, actually published their pricing on their website or their starting at if you're a project based.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually did that and didn't hide behind what we've been taught is get them on the phone and then tell them the pricing, you would never hear, I can't afford you again.
Wow. Yes,
ever.
You're right. Absolutely right.
So that's a thought. That's a share your stance content,
mm-hmm.
right? And once again, I got like the hateiest hate emails with people like saying whatever they said and then unsubscribed. And then I got people who said, wow, can I talk to you about how I can do this?
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about resonance, this is resonance. You cannot get resonance. And like I divide the sea, right? Every piece of content, I actually have a goal. I have a goal to make it land with the people who are on board and to push those away who aren't. And that's okay. They can find someone else. There's enough for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And until your messaging is doing that, it's not doing you or them a service.
Wow. I love that. So what you're saying is let them self unselect, let them decide that they are not in. And then you're only left with the people who are in the same ballpark as you. So now you've already created, in essence, a warm market because they're resonating with your message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the last two in the profit-driven messaging ecosystem are thought leader and client result content. All right, that's content. That's content like you're teaching something, mm-hmm. or you're giving some tips for something, or you've developed a new lead magnet, or you're going to host a webinar, or you're sharing client results, ethically sharing client results. I can't get into that right now, but please be ethical about it and don't inflate shit.
Yeah.
Not necessary. All right. And then the last one is the one everyone avoids, intentionally avoids, not like the mission driven. They usually haven't thought about it. Direct offer content. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got 5 spots in my upcoming messaging intensive. Do you want one? If wow. so, go here and register. So direct, right?
Yeah.
There are people like me, and I don't know how you buy, Sharon, but mm-hmm. If I resonate with the person, I've read their stuff for a while and I get something like that, I will go click and look at it. And if I have questions, I'll reach out, but sometimes I will just register and buy the thing.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
But we forget and we get all weird of like, oh, I got to give so much value. I can't ask for the sale. I'm like, y'all, your messaging should be profit-driven ecosystem. If it has all these parts, when you do a direct offer, it's not going to feel weird because you've done the other parts of the right. messaging ecosystem.
Yeah. And what I love about your profit-driven ecosystem, easy for me to say this morning, profit-driven ecosystem is that it hits upon all of the buying styles and all of the learning styles.
Yep, absolutely.
So you're hitting them in multiple different ways. You know how, if you've heard this, Shannon, that when you are trying to learn something, the more senses you can use while ingesting that information, the longer it's going to stick. So hitting people in their different buying styles and approaching your messaging in a way that will address all different ways that people receive that information is brilliant.
Absolutely. And you know, this goes back, thank you for reminding me, when I develop curriculum or materials as a former teacher, like that's my superpower. But mm-hmm. I took that over into how do we make the messages a variety so that people who resonate with mission are like, ooh, she's talking about mission. People who resonate with like can she just tell me what the hell she sells so I can get on with it, right? So you're exactly right. It's a learning style. It's really psychology of messaging is what we call it on the flip side.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this has been amazing. You are just what okay, I'm just gonna jump in. What I love about Shannon is I love that you're just crystal clear about things, and that from the beginning you had the intuition about what you were doing and stepped into using your intuition and your superpower of being a teacher and putting that all together and creating a business that you love that's full of joy. And everyone stands back and they go, oh, that's what I want. I want a business that I love that's full of joy. And then they take a box that doesn't fit them and try to fit in that box. And that's not necessarily a wrong choice. If you've chosen a business that doesn't fit you and you still want to do that business for whatever reason, you can adjust what you're doing so that you fit more into that box by just what Shannon's talking about, by addressing your messaging and your whys and your mission and being an authority and get solving problems and telling people the results that you get. I think some people think that part is braggy. Oh, I don't want to brag. Well, yes, you do, because if you don't, no one else will. You have to tell people the results that you get and what you've done so that they can actually go, oh, it's like going to Amazon and reading the reviews. It's great. It's even better if you can get your clients and your customers to say it for you. However, there is a place in all of marketing to say how successful you are and how what you do makes a difference in the lives of your clients.
Absolutely. And if you do have a mindset that you're bragging, that is because you are not looking at those results that you want to share through the lens of what's in it for me from the customer. Because the customer actually wants to invest money with somebody who has a proven system, a proven offer, and gets people results.
Exactly. 100%.
All of us do.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for. Who has the solution for what I need?
Yeah.
And if you don't tell people what solutions you've already given, then they're not going to know. They don't just go figure it out. They don't go, oh, well, it just looks like they'll help me.
Yeah, exactly.
They need you to tell them. Well, Shannon, I heard that you have a gift for our listeners. I would love to hear about that.
Oh my gosh, I'm giving them the profit-driven messaging ecosystem today. In this
That's
guide,
awesome.
I know, I'm so excited. In this guide, it's really a high-value resource. So you get an example of every type of messaging that we talked about today. And then I have you go through a mini audit of your last four or five pieces of messaging, whether it's on your LinkedIn, in your email, wherever, right? And you get to kind of see, have you hit the ones, which ones are you missing, which ones are you avoiding, which ones didn't you know about? And I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it, watching the messaging come to life in your own business.
Oh, wow, what a generous, awesome gift. Thank you, Shannon. You listeners, profit connectors, go get this gift. This is amazing. As I was sitting here, I wasn't taking notes only because I'm having a conversation and I wanted to keep eye contact with Shannon. And so I didn't make the list. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this again. Yay, go back and listen to it again. And you don't have to have the all of the notes because she's giving you exactly what we talked about today. So make sure that you take advantage of this gift because it is going to revolutionize and bring more joy into your business. So I would say a very well named company, Shannon. Because this accomplishes all of those things for you. So here's how you're going to get Shannon's gift. As always, you're going to go to the Profit Connectors Club, but that's Profit Connectors, because you are the connectors to your profit. The profitconnectors.club.club. You're going to go to profitconnectors.club. It's free to go there. Just log in and you'll be able to get Shannon's gift. We'll give you some information about her, how to get touch with her. And along with all of Shannon's information, there are going to be all of the gifts from our previous guests. So you're going to be able to go into the profitconnectors.club site and get all of those resources. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us here today. And do you have any parting messages that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'll give you one big one. Joy is an inside job. When you focus on your values and your purpose and what you're here to do, and you approach every day from that place, you will have everything you've ever wanted, because that's what brings true joy on the inside of things.
What a beautiful way to end our podcast today. Remember to keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And you need to remember to work your mission, make it part of what you're doing, part of everything that you do and everything that you are, because that's what's going to make a difference. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.